God damn.
We're back.
We're starting with a high energy today.
High energy. High energy. I don't know where we're getting this high energy, but we're getting it.
We're going to make it happen. We're going to make it ourselves, man. It'll be all good, bro.
Yeah.
It's a little cloudy day today. So you got to...
Oh, you said cloudy day and now I remembered it's a fucking shit day.
Why is that?
Because Frankfurt just lost
4-0. Soccer. God.
This is a shit day.
It's so interesting because whenever I come over here to watch the game with you and your dad and today also like another friend of ours, three were like hardcore Frankfurt fans for soccer. Me, I don't really give a shit. I just want to see a good game. So when I see the other team score like an amazing goal, I almost want to go like, whoa! But oh shit, I gotta be quiet.
Yeah, you realize like when the game was over, like none of us three wanted to talk.
No, like, oh, like, man, the fourth goal happened like the 90th minute, and I was just like,
no one said anything. It was just silence, and we just
pure disappointment, and like, just grief. There was a certain aura that like came into the room, and it was just not the type of aura that you want.
Yeah, football really. If you're into it, it really touches.
Yeah, but I realized today my interest in soccer and the Bundesliga has diminished so much since I stopped playing soccer myself. I realized this today. I only watch like Champions League half, semifinals, finals, and like World Cup.
Mm. No, yeah. I mean, I'm fully in it. I mean, I have a place that like for the home games in the stadium anyway. So I'm
Going to stadiums is fun. Like I'll do that every week. I don't know about every weekend, but it is fun to do so. But just I don't know, sit down in front of TV for 90 minutes.
I mean, I think
I'm getting constantly frustrated with your team because they're not making goals. Like,
yeah, I think we're fully committed. I mean, when I'm with my dad or a friend who was there today, we talk about what the other teams played that day and the new transfers and whatever and the new.
All right. Well, enough about soccer. Otherwise, we're gonna lose all our female audience.
Yeah.
Oda.
Yeah, and
I believe so.
And I'm gonna. Be too sad.
You're gonna be too sad. Oh, we gotta raise the energy. Raise the energy because the energy is gonna be good. You know why? We're gonna be talking about summer, Connor.
Yeah, we
summer vacation.
We're gonna do what probably you shouldn't do is and start hoping for our summer vacation.
Get too excited and hyped up for it. Yeah. I mean, you gotta have something to look forward to.
Oh, we're gonna build our hope up and build everybody's hope up and then.
No, I mean, regardless of whether shit doesn't plan out the way we want to due to corona situations or whatever, you gotta have something to look forward to, especially because the majority of the listeners are our age and studying. So until summer you got your exams
for sure,
so you gotta have something to look forward to after summer and so I that you work hard and push through the exams, then now I got a reward and it'll be dope.
Yeah, for sure.
What is your reward after your exams? You got anything planned, Connor?
I mean, my birthday is straight after the exams.
How old are you turning, man?
20.
I knew that. I was just
no, and I mean, I'm studying in the UK, and the UK is doing quite well at the moment, so everything's gonna be open. We
must
have
be nice.
We have our clubs booked for straight after the exams when everything's back open.
Must be nice.
We're ready to go.
God damn, man! Like, Munich, they now reinstall like another curfew.
Yeah, I know.
10 until 5 a.m. 10 p.m. until 5 a.m. Like, man,
must be shit.
this is like the third, fourth curfew.
All my friends in uni are already back into bars and stuff.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they're all sitting in bars.
It's so interesting though. Because today I had like a project, a call, you know, very professional.
Yeah.
Every time I say call, my parents are like, oh, sorry, Mr. Businessman.
Yeah. I still feel awkward talking about that.
So, but I had a call with some of my classmates and one of them is in Munich and she was saying like, yeah, I'm going to meet with some of our classmates and we're going to go bar hopping. I was like, what do you mean bar hopping? And apparently in Munich, there are some bars or restaurants that will sell drinks for takeaway and then people just like stand on the street.
Yeah.
That seems pretty chill. I just, like, what's the point then?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of cities did that. I mean, when I was in Paris, a lot of people did that as well.
How was Paris?
Good. Good, very fun.
Were you able to do stuff regardless of the corona regulations? Because Paris is quite strict and they've been strict for a while. Their numbers aren't great.
I mean, sightseeing, we couldn't go into any museums or anything like that. And
but it wasn't that type of trip anyways.
No, I mean, I did walk around and I'm the type of person anyways that obviously I like to go to museums and look at
very cultured
art and stuff.
I see you.
Yeah, but my main thing is when I come into a big city like that is I kind of want to feel the energy of the city and I just like walking through the city and kind of feel how things work, how everybody like acts in the city and get like this energy of what it's like.
Did you Did you visit the Eiffel Tower?
I did. I went to the Eiffel Tower. Well, you went have to the Louvre.
Was it your first time in Paris?
Yes.
Oh.
So obviously, even when it's closed, you have to go there.
You got to.
First time in Paris, and you're like, oh, do you go to the Eiffel Tower? No, that's not how
like,
it works.
Why would, yeah.
So, I did all the typical things. I went to, how's it called, Montmartre, which was really nice. And there, nobody gave a shit about Corona.
Like, for those that maybe don't know what Montmartre is, do you want to explain what it is?
It's like a the kind of a district in Paris that's up on the hill, which is really nice. Mm-hmm. It used to be like, or still is, like an artist kind of district where there's a lot of artists.
I think that's Le Marais. I'm just super uncultured. I don't know, and all the Parisians are like, fuck these guys.
Yeah, I don't know shit about Paris, to be honest. That's what I think. That I was told that. I don't know. All I know, it was really nice. And if you, there's certain areas where you can like have a view over the whole city, which is amazing.
Connor, do you want to enlighten us on any crazy stories that happened that weekend? I'm not forcing you. I've heard some things, and I just figured, you know, it doesn't hurt to ask the question. Are you willing to reveal some things that happened?
Let's put it, not all the things. No, what I'm going to reveal is I almost got into a really bad situation.
Oh, what happened?
Because, yeah, I don't know, we had a little get-together, let's call it
that. Okay.
And obviously, I didn't know that many people. I knew, like, one or two.
Yeah.
Or I knew a few people, but not the majority I didn't know. And I don't know, I was, like, starting to talk to a girl and stuff. And,
ooh, I see.
I don't know. We were just getting closer, talking more and more.
Okay.
And then suddenly, my friend from behind me was like, he was like shaking his head vigorously.
Oh, is she behind you? Her, you mean?
No, is she behind
her?
So
you were talking to the girl, and your friend was behind her, looking at you, and like shaking his head. Exactly. Okay.
And I was like, what the hell does he want? Like, what's wrong with him? And I thought, I was like, am I doing something wrong? Is there like something in my teeth? I don't know. I was so weirded out, and then he just kept going with like shaking his head. And I was like, okay, at some point I just left her. I was like, what were you doing? And he told me, oh yeah, like there's a girlfriend of a guy there. I was I'll move on then.
Okay. Oh so you ended up being a nice guy. Oh, okay, respect.
And then I don't know.
Then why was a girl talking to you? That's a little weird.
Man. A lot of boys said that, and I don't know, and yeah.
Well, shit. Okay, you should let her do her, I guess.
So yeah, that was a moment where I almost could have been into trouble without even knowing it. It's like,
well, good thing your boy had your back, man.
Yeah, definitely.
I think it's always a funny like image to see like your boy like in the corner like looking at you with like those eyes like don't do it, bro. Trust me, don't do it. ask me about my trip.
Oh. Okay, so
what?
No, no. How's your Mallorca trip?
Yeah, I went to Mallorca. A lot of German politicians will say I'm an irresponsible person, but
fuck you, Mark.
Fuck that. I've been knocked down forever. I needed the break. Needed the break. We followed all the Corona regulations. What do you want from me?
Yeah.
Nah, we went there for a week. It was a type of vacation where we were every day somewhere new, exploring the island. We went to all parts of the island.
Mm.
Every day we spent at least 2 hours in a car driving to places, seeing shit, hiking. We went hiking twice sometimes. It was interesting, especially because I was with people that I'd never traveled before from university. And then I knew at one point, like, yo, at one point during this week, some shit's going to break out. Tensions will rise. And it did. Luckily, I was like I was in the clear, you know. I was completely neutral.
Oh, it wasn't you?
Nah, bro, I was chilling.
It was all the people.
No, we were four, and it was two of the people, and me and my guy that we like shared a room. We were like chilling the whole time. We're like,
so you two weren't.
So we weren't involved at all. No. That was all the two. Yeah, but they all got cleared within like an hour. It was all good.
Oh yeah, but it's funny, like
it is
because you didn't like watch them like go at it, and you're like,
it wasn't funny at the time. But
no.
But afterwards, we all like laughed about it. Yeah.
Probably like straight after this uncomfortable laugh is like, oh, it's funny, but like the two who had a fight probably were like, I still don't think it's funny, but I'm gonna laugh.
No, we all got over it, and it was all good. But at one point, we had some like girls come by.
Mm-hmm.
They were French, And you know, ooh, I speak French. Moi, je parle français. No, actually, I speak French.
Yeah.
And so we were having dinner, and they were like sitting at the table. They had already eaten. We were eating, and we were communicating in English.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes their English wasn't perfect to convey what they wanted to say, so they would speak amongst each other in French.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't say anything. No, I was like, let's see if they talk shit.
Yeah.
And at one point, I don't know, I can't remember what exactly they said, but they said something in French, and I was like, tu sais que je comprends tout? They're like, you know, I understand everything you're saying. She's like, what? I was like, yeah. She's like, oh. So it was a.
And did she say something bad? Did she like?
I can't remember what exactly it was, but it was definitely something. There was a reason why she said it in French. Let's say that. I just can't remember exactly what it was, but it was like a moment I was waiting for, like expose them, make them feel like, oh shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, it was dope. It was a dope vacation. Exactly what I needed. We went swimming. The water was like 15 degrees, probably colder. It felt colder.
Mm-hmm.
We jumped in. My nipples got really hard, really quick. Because I was cold, but yeah.
That was weird. I mean, it is a natural thing that happens.
It is a natural thing. But no, every day it was just dope. I got tan.
Yeah, I saw others
got
pictures.
Burnt. Others got burnt. I was very active on Instagram.
Yeah, TikTok famous now.
Yeah, don't actually. You shouldn't talk to me anymore unless you speak to my manager.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I had a TikTok video that went viral.
Yeah, I should probably pay you to be part of this podcast at this point. Fucking hell, just being in your presence. My God.
You know what? I got you. I'm gonna post on my TikTok about the podcast. We go viral
again. I'll take you with me.
We go viral again. We go to the top together. All right, but like. I'm sorry. I know I asked this question before. I just can't remember it. Do you have plans for summer?
Yes. So
did I ask the question before?
No.
Oh, okay. Good. Good.
I don't know. I'll just answer it now.
Say it real quick, and then we'll remember.
What are my plans?
What are your plans are after summer?
Oh, straight after, I'm planning to go on vacation also to Mallorca with a few friends.
Oh, okay. So we didn't cover this.
We didn't cover that.
Oh, you went? Yeah, true. I was invited as well, but I have an internship.
Yeah. I'm still looking for an internship, or I have to properly look for one. I hope I'll get one somehow in time. But my plan is to have an internship after that trip. So I have a week holiday between.
How long is your holiday? Do you have enough time to do an internship?
Or
how
long? 3 months. I have 3 months.
You have 3 months vacation?
Yeah.
Oh, so what, you do like a 2 month internship? Yeah,
I'm going to take probably with traveling from uni home and then going to Mallorca. It's probably going to be like 2 weeks. And I want to do like 2 months of internship, ideally. And then have another 2 weeks off before I go back to university.
What type of trip do you think the Mallorca trip will be? Will it be a lazy trip where you just like sleep and relax? Will it be a adventuring trip like I had? Or will it be a Balaman trip, drinking and all that? I don't think Balaman will be open, but you're at the place you'll be staying, will you be like drinking or will you be reading books and on a spiritual enlightenment? I don't know.
Spiritual, maybe. Reading books, very unlikely.
Wait, what do you mean? For real spiritual?
Not spiritual, but
you'd be like meditating and shit?
No, not that. But I think I can see the group having deep conversations. I mean, we already almost had, last Thursday was a similar group with you. And the others.
Yeah.
And I mean,
we had nice conversations.
Yeah,
we
got to know each other. So I think it's going to be a mixture of drinking and just getting to know each other and having a good time, enjoying the weather.
It's going to be such nice weather as well. Man.
I don't know. It's it seems like there's quite a few girls at the moment.
Hey.
So I'm not sure. I'm not. That's not even where I wanted to go with this. I'm not sure if they rather want to get tanned or if they actually want to go hiking and do stuff.
Well, you
like
can
that.
Still get tanned while hiking. I guess for guys it's easier. You can go shirtless, but.
I'll have to see if I can explain that to them and they're going to do it.
You know, kind of, I got you. I'll send you some really cool spots that we went to. We went hiking. We went on this one hike. And it wasn't that hard. We were pretty much walking along the coastline, like high mountains, but it was high cliffs, sorry. Mm-hmm. But it was quite rocky. And then at one point, we found like a nice little beach, very private, perfect sand. And it was just after the hiking destination, like another 15 minutes walking after the hiking destination. It was like a nice bridge of stone from the water, the nature, all that. It looks very cool.
Mm-hmm.
But if you walk 15 minutes more, I'll show it to you. Beautiful beach.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. We were alone. I don't know if it'll be like that in summer.
Could,
right? We went in like April,
yeah,
during Easter time, and so maybe there is like a little bit
and
less
Corona
active.
Was still maybe
It might still be there. Yeah, yeah,
but maybe it gets more and more chill easy by the time we go there.
And so then afterwards, internship, and then back to university?
Yeah, then I hope if I do 2 months of internships, mm-hmm. I have another 2 weeks so I can chill a bit after the internship and before I go to university. And then,
that would be ideal.
Yeah. I mean, that's how I'm imagining it in my head.
In the end, you'll spend all summer in Mallorca.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. But yeah, that's the plan, and then go off back to university. What about you?
Easy. Yeah, for me, my exams end of May.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have to spend my birthday during my exam seasons. Like my birthday, my 20th birthday is in the middle of my exams.
And how long after do you still have exams?
Well, my birthday is May 11, in case anyone wants to gift me anything. And my last exam.
We'll put in like a Venmo or something. So everyone says
I'll give you my paper. No. My birthday is May 11, and my last exam, I think, is like on the 25th or something. I'm not sure, but I also have an essay to hand in by May 31st, I presume. It's not sure yet.
Okay.
But yeah, then, so starting June 1st, let's say I've got safe vacation.
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably spend like 2 or 3 days in Munich, because Munich in the summer is amazing. And go to like the lakes there in Bayern, and hiking is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Spend some time with the friends, very fun. Afterwards, I'll probably like try and visit some friends of ours living in Europe. Maybe like true. Amsterdam, Vienna. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely. That would
be I've never been to those places. But let's see.
I've never been to Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Yes, Vienna is beautiful.
Is it beautiful?
Yeah.
I can imagine. But it also...
It's very... some of the older historic buildings are like massive.
It's not that big though of a city, is it?
It's bigger than Frankfurt.
Yeah. But smaller than Munich?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, whatever.
But it still has quite a lot of history and historic buildings and mm-hmm. museums, and it's quite insane and very beautiful.
I mean, yeah, hopefully it's possible to do so, go to those places without having too much of a hassle with the corona regulations and corona tests and all that.
Yeah.
But yeah, then afterwards I'll be in Paris, yes. visiting my parents, and yes. Hopefully make some friends there.
Mm-hmm.
See you soon. Because I've been to Paris like 2 or 3 times,
mm-hmm.
And it's dope. But each time I went, like one time was during fashion week, we were like full fashion, going to pop-up stores and all the cool fashion districts. And then the second time it was very, very, very cultural. We went Palais de Versailles and Louvre
I've never been at Versailles, but it's massive, isn't it?
It's huge. And it wasn't fun waiting in line either, let me tell you that. Like the best case, you go early.
Yeah.
But it was worth it. And the huge garden and... You know, when the weather's great, like you don't mind, but it is more or less like a day trip, a day trip.
But it's
so it was a very cultural trip. So now when I go, I'm wondering, I'm hoping that I'll be able to have like a party trip. Doesn't look like that for now, but I'm hoping to meet some people there.
Yeah,
have some fun, kind of summer vibes, summertime in Paris.
I think that's what a lot of people are hoping for: summer vibes and having fun again.
Like, we'll go like some picnicking, Eiffel Tower, drink some French wine, some cheese, some baguette. I look forward to that. Yeah, and then afterwards I have an internship in Lebanon.
That should be good.
Hopefully it works out with the situation there right now. It's not looking too good, but
true.
Hopefully it all works out.
Yeah.
And then, come back. University starts September. I want to do my sailing license.
Yeah.
That would be dope. I want to get in I've been sailing a few times, but I really need to learn the theory and navigation and all that.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. What was the best vacation that you've had so far?
Oh, I don't know. It's depends on what's like.
Just hit me.
For example, we got time to talk. I actually some of the holidays I had, or not holidays, but the trips I had with my school, I thought were amazing because the places we went to were amazing.
Where'd you go to?
For example, the two I'm thinking about is one, I went to China with the school.
Oh.
That was crazy because I've never been to China. I've never been to Asia.
Were people taking photos of you or with
you? Yes. People were like, there's a funny story. We were on, I think in Shanghai, we took a ferry along the river in the night because all these skyscrapers were there, like full of lights.
Beautiful. It's
crazy to see. And there's people, there's like a couple, an Asian couple, probably Chinese in China.
Yeah.
Well,
even there are Chinese tourists that go to Shanghai.
I think 95% of tourists in China are Chinese.
Yeah.
But yeah, they had like a selfie stick and pretended they're doing a selfie.
Oh no.
And the thing was straight in front of my face and I thought they're doing a selfie. They proper posed and everything.
Connor, stop the cap.
They were taking a picture of me.
They were pretending to take a selfie on a selfie stick and they took a photo of you.
Yeah. Because one of the students stood behind them and watched the whole thing go down. And he looked at the camera, he's like completely weirded out. And I was like, what? And I looked around and then suddenly they turned the thing off. But yeah, people were even like, people went up to me, asked me for like a selfie.
But
like
that I find okay, that's okay.
But there's nothing celebrity about me.
I just imagine they're not used to seeing a tall, blonde
yeah.
guy, so...
I mean, I didn't mind.
You're like an alien to.
I didn't mind. Like, it wasn't bad or anything, and it was quite funny. Especially the small kids was quite sweet because.
Oh yeah, I can imagine that. Yeah.
They were like, "Who? What?"
They probably never saw.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so they loved it, and then you played with them, had a bit of fun, and they just loved interacting with you.
I've never been to China. I really want to go to Japan. That's on my bucket list.
Yeah, Japan, Tokyo, still. Yeah, I've never been there, but China was great, and then the other one was with school was Iceland.
Why was Iceland so
Iceland
cool?
is just...
It's like the nature.
Nature is insane. I've never been anywhere that's like that.
Yeah, I remember. I could have gone to Iceland with you on a class trip, but I had decided to go to Ireland.
Yeah.
And Ireland was... At the time, I was kind of like, yeah, it's all right. But when I look back, it was a great trip.
Yeah.
You know, we were going to Irish pubs and stuff. Yeah. I got a knife pulled on me in Ireland.
Ooh.
The first time I got a knife pulled on me, it was from like some Irish guy. Like, really, I don't know what drugs he was on.
I mean, I bet if you go onto the Irish tourist guide, it probably says most likely you're going to get pulled a knife no, on by some Irish guy.
I remember the thing. We were like chilling with a group. We were walking and then these guys, we saw this group of guys, these Irish guys like yelling at someone through the window. And turns out it was the window of a hostel that we were staying at. And really? There were some other kids that were like yelling back at them.
Some of our school kids?
Yeah.
Oh.
That were with me on the class trip. And then these guys go around the corner and then they see us and they thought we were the ones that were shouting at them because they were so fucked really? Up. And they're like, I'm not even going to try to imitate an Irish accent. But they were like, hey, you guys are the ones that were shouting at us? I was like, what? Nah. He's like, yeah, you were the one that were shouting at us. I was like, brother, like, no, I swear to God, I swear to God, like, I was 16 at the time.
Yeah.
I was like, I swear to God, it wasn't us. He's like, hey man, and he like pulled them, and then he like reached for in his jacket. And I was like, "Fuck, this guy's gonna pull out a gun!" Like, shit.
Nah.
He pulls out a knife, and I was like, ah, "Come on!" But it's still a knife, right? But I was just so relieved it wasn't a gun.
I mean,
and he pulls a knife. I was like, "Hey, bro, I promise you." And he's like, "Oh, okay, bet." And he like we dabbed each other up. I was like, "God damn!" I was like, "I'm gonna just be nice, get these guys out of here. They were so messed up."
It was
such an adrenaline rush. I don't want to relive that, but it was definitely an interesting situation.
Because I know I'm not sure in Ireland, but I could imagine it's in Ireland it's also quite bad. But especially in England, the knife crime is insane. You get stabbed for the smallest things. Like the youth there, it's like crazy. They stab each other for just walking on the wrong side of the street. Knife crime in the UK is crazy.
Yeah.
But that's not the topic of today. That's
Then also in Ireland, we were first in Galway. We were like visiting the nature and stuff. Yeah. That was great. That was very beautiful. And then we went to Dublin, brother. The hostel that we stayed at was right next to a drug rehabilitation center.
Yeah.
We were walking past people standing outside this hospital, like injecting themselves in their legs.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, the teachers, did you do your research? Like, I love the teachers we were with. They were very chill. It was very fun, but you must have known.
Yeah. Yeah, the teachers, that was one thing I was quite happy about as well, because our teachers were also quite chill, especially Iceland. I mean, we had one night, we weren't, in Iceland, I think you can only get alcohol with 21.
Oh.
So we couldn't get any, but we played a few games. And if you won the games, the teachers gave you some beer.
Yeah.
Wait,
what? The teachers gave you beer?
Yeah.
I already know our listeners in America are going to be like, what the fuck?
No.
When I was in Ireland, I was FaceTiming with my friend from America. And he was at the same time on a class trip in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And Italy, the drinking age is... I don't know about 16, but definitely 18.
Yeah.
And he was 18 at the time, I believe.
I'm a teacher still.
And so we were FaceTiming and we were like drinking in the room.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, Gage, I gotta go downstairs to the lobby where teachers are there, we're gonna drink with them.
Yeah.
Oh, I said his name. Oh yeah, whatever. I said his name before. And then he was shocked. He was like, what?
Your teachers? Yeah.
You're drinking with your teachers? You're drinking on a class trip? I was like, yeah, like it's legal. like, I told him, you're allowed to drink as well. Yeah. He's like, no. I was like, what do you mean? Drinking age is above 18. You're 18. You can drink. He's like, no, the teachers won't allow it. And and like, crazy. You can imagine in America, at least in town that I grew up in, that if the parents found out that the teachers let the kids drink, no. That's a no-go. That's a no-go.
No, but we got some beers. Nothing crazy. Nothing that, I mean, I think everyone got like maybe one or twice.
What? What are you talking about?
Where?
You've told me stories in Iceland of some.
Oh no, that's no. That, I'll get to that. I'll get to that. The beers they gave us is what like one or two per person, but it was quite chill because we had one night where everybody lived in a house with like six people. They had like their own little cottage and it had like a jacuzzi. It wasn't really a jacuzzi. It was kind of just a tub of hot water,
yeah.
But no bubbles or anything. But still quite cool. And we sat there one night drinking like our beers, and we literally sitting there in the middle of the nature in a hot tub. And then the Northern Lights, we saw the Northern Lights. Imagine that, sitting in a hot tub.
I can't imagine
watching the Northern Lights. That was insane.
It's funny how the trips that we look back on are actually the ones that didn't involve the most, that weren't the most expensive trips.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? You go to places like Ireland, it's a totally different culture that you experience. You go to places like Iceland, the nature is amazing. Yeah. You go to a place like Mallorca, just the island is beautiful. There's so much to offer and to see. And then, you know, people go to Central Pay. Oh, yeah, Club 55. Let's go drink and have order a bottle of white wine.
Yeah.
Sit there and dance to the same songs that we've been dancing to the last 5 years.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think there's just more to offer.
Yeah.
See the world. See the world. For sure. Don't go on those bougie vacation trips that where you just want to, like, show off. I mean, those are also nice. Don't get me wrong. From time to time, but especially in our age,
at the same time, I want to see a lot.
Exactly, especially when you're young, right? And you got energy.
Yeah.
You got the will, and you want to see the world, right? That's also going to help you in so many different ways. Sure. Really, try and experience as much as you can and see what the earth has to offer.
Yeah, I mean, Iceland. Just getting quickly back to Iceland. Yeah, of course. We got fucked up, but we got. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, we smuggled alcohol into the country.
How did you do so?
So. We were a bit bit panicky because we were.
Oh wait,
like,
how old were you at the time?
What was that? 16, 17?
That was when I went to Ireland. Yeah, 16, 17. 17, something like that. Very few people were 18 at the time, right? Yeah.
So.
Which is the age you need in Germany to buy hard alcohol.
Yeah, exactly. So, but we got our hands. Everybody, we weren't. I think most people smuggle alcohol into the country, and what our group did. Was we got some vodka and then we bought some mouthwash, Listerine.
Okay.
And the idea was because if we just take a blade...
Wait,
like,
mouthwash or hand sanitizer?
If we just take a blot...
Mouthwash or hand sanitizer?
Mouthwash.
Okay.
And if we just... our idea is if we just take a plastic bottle, like fill the vodka into a plastic bottle, it's a bit too obvious. Mm-hmm. I think some people actually did that. They didn't do the glass bottle, but they just filled it into another bottle.
Oh, yeah, it's water. Okay, drink the water.
Yeah, no work. But our idea was, okay, if we put it into a mouthwash, mouthwash has some like alcohol in it. So if you smell it, it has like this kind of already an alcohol smell.
I swear I think you mean hand sanitizer.
No, mouthwash.
Okay.
I swear.
All right.
Yeah. Hand sanitizer. How big is your hand sanitizer?
I don't know. But you can get like big bottles of hand sanitizer.
Yeah, but
mouthwash, so basically, like drain these bottles of mouthwash and put the vodka in it.
So the smell, like even if they open, like we properly thought about, is like even if they open it and smell it, we could say, bro, that's mouthwash. That's how it smells. It kind of has that smell.
Like drink it, I dare you, but you might pass out.
I mean, the only thing was when we then drank it in Iceland. Our vodka had a mouthwash taste to it. But we made do, like, what were we going to do? Not drink it?
You got to drink.
So, but that was what we did. It was quite funny. And nobody got caught. I mean, I think the first few days we lived in these cottages, and then the last 2 days we were like in a hostel.
Yeah.
And our hostel had like 16 people in one room. So...
Wait, what? 16 people?
16
in
people
in one
room. And the thing was, it was on an old military base.
Oh, that's cool.
And apparently, some boys went off on the night, walked around over this base.
Yeah.
And it's still a part that is actually a military base. And they wanted to climb over a fence, and suddenly, like, sirens went off, and security came running after them.
Oh.
And they just stormed back to the hostel.
No.
Because that was actually a military base, and they were climbing into some.
Bro, those military bases are no joke. Yeah. When I was in Mallorca, we went on a sunrise hike.
Yeah.
And we're driving up these, like, winding turns, right? These winding roads and everywhere. And it was dark, right? So we could, we saw like one sign in the beginning, like military zone.
Yeah.
And then at one point, bro.
Someone has a gun in front of you.
No, like when we were, we did the hike. It was kind of sketchy. We were in the clouds. It was 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. We were three guys alone. It felt very sketchy. I suddenly remembered all the horror movies I watched. And I was, but on the way back then, when it was sunny, we saw all the military signs posted everywhere. Like every turn, and we're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
It was a little sketchy.
Yeah.
We were tourists. Spain needs tourism. They don't. That's true.
Oh, yeah. So.
But yeah, I mean.
I just can't wait for the summer, and I hope that hopefully most people can experience some sort of a good summer experience.
Even if you're stuck wherever you are, I promise you there's stuff that you haven't done.
Yeah.
In the city that you live in, the town you live in. Go to lakes.
Yeah, for sure.
I'll go to, like, when I'm at home and it's nice weather, I'll go to a lake somewhere nearby, a 20-minute drive with friends, find like a cliff, jump off the cliff.
Mm.
Most of the time there's a rope swing, right? Bring like some food, grill.
Yeah.
Have a frisbee, throw it around.
We've been in this situation long enough. I think now at this point we kind of know what it's about, and you just have to navigate it in the best way possible.
Yeah, just don't stay at home.
Yeah.
Don't stay at home and watch the summer go past your eyes. Yeah. And because you're going to regret it. You're not going to have many summers like we are having now.
Yeah, for sure.
Soon life will hit, and we won't have as long summer vacations as we do.
Yeah, suddenly everybody's working our age. Oh, I had that realization recently. I was like, now kind of like to a certain extent, everybody's growing up. Like everybody's pursuing their own life how they
want
to.
It's scary, but at the same time, it's very interesting, especially when you see how everyone's going in different directions.
It's exciting times, definitely.
All right, but listen.
What?
Should we do the segment? Facts segment?
Yeah, hit me.
All right. Welcome back to Mark Random Facts. All right. Never start a sentence. All right, these are more psychology sayings.
Okay.
Never start a sentence with "I think" or "I believe." This immediately puts a big question mark on the credibility of what you're going to say next.
Okay. Not bad. I think a lot of people could use that advice.
I'm telling you, especially with the facts we gave last episode with the attention gazer with the pen.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have people listen to this podcast be master presenters. No cap.
No, I was like, just like, kind of.
Tears don't come when you miss someone. They come when you don't want to miss someone.
Tears don't come when you miss someone. They come when you
don't want to miss them.
Oh, okay, yeah. I think I get it. Yeah, interesting.
I could imagine that.
Yeah.
How a person feels after they have had an interaction with you is an indicator of your true self.
True. Yeah. True.
This one's a little deep.
Okay.
Most of the harm that is done in the world is not by evildoers, but rather by the lack of action on the part of bystanders.
Yeah, it plays a big role. Yeah, people just watching and not taking part. Because, definitely. Take action, stand up for people. Definitely.
When you keep criticizing your kids,
they
don't stop loving you. They stop loving themselves.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I see you.
Yeah, that's so true. Look at all these over-strict parents, and then these kids come out who are like, they lack all self-confidence.
Okay, now a last one. To avoid repeating yourself, when you ask someone a question and they reply with "what," simply stare at them. In most cases, the person will answer your question. This trick works because for most people, it's like a habit to ask "what."
Yeah, it's so,
you don't know how many times I'll tell someone something, 5 minutes later, they'll ask me the question of like, "Oh, wait, what did you say?" And I'm like, "Think about it."
Yeah.
And then, "Did you say that?" I'm like, "Yeah."
Yeah, I have that really often when someone tells me something or asks me something, I ask them, "What do you say again?" And before they even can answer again what they told me, I already remember the question again and answered it. You just, for a split second, you forget it almost, and then it comes to you again. I don't know.
Well, that was, let's wrap it up.
Mark's Random Facts this week again.
This one was
a bit of a more light one. I think
it's good. Some weeks are deep, some weeks are light, fun.
We like to bring people motivated.
Smiles on people's faces.
And hope that times will be better
times will be better. They always get better.
Always.
Always. Man, know what I'm saying?
Follow us on
iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Radio Public,
Overcast,
Pocket Breaker. I don't know all of them. Check just our Instagram at Know What I'm Saying podcast, and you'll find where all the platforms
exactly
are.
Exactly, you'll know when we post.
Share with your friends.
Yeah, it's always every Wednesday, but with the
Instagram. We've been going 12 weeks strong every Wednesday. Stop playing with us. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Putting in the work.
Exactly. Bet. Take it easy.
See you guys.
Have a happy summer.